our mind, Tony, because it can succeed along certain lines, believes that learning is a process of progressive ideas, one adding on to the other. And there is that kind of learning. This is what we call our earthly learning. Spiritual learning is not a progression or a marriage of ideas. When you round the bend on that lake, you don't learn about the lake as you continue to walk. Rather, the lake introduces you to what is latent in you, so that it isn't a series of steps. It is literally a revelation. There's no substitute for revelation, for a heart that hungers to know something of its own higher reality. The task is to remember that when this progressive, time-bound, space-oriented mind begins to assert itself. When a man, woman, completes the moment, that completion is the same as stillness, even though one sees more movement in that completion than they could have ever imagined. Why is the moment of completing that the same as stillness? Because now everything is one movement. In that one, one sees all. If one takes themselves to be one or the other, they see nothing save for what an opposite appears to present itself as being. That's why the task is always, even as I speak to you, to stay present to yourself. Staying present to yourself is taking a footstep. And each step that you take by daring to die to yourself, because Tony's not going to go gently, is he? Each time I do that, I get a little bit of this transubstantial bread. And each time I take a little of this bread, in my body is produced something that cannot be produced by thought. And in this possibility being manifested in me is an increasing disinterest and dissatisfaction in all of the old food. That's the process.
Deep within each of us, there lives a greatness with the power to transform humanity and make this a healthier, happier place for all. This is Desi Arnaz Jr., inviting you to discover the truth of yourself at onejourney.net.